Welcome to Very Amusing, your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and I'm freshly back from Disneyland. I don't know why I said it with like an extreme Chicago Disneyland. I went over the weekend with my husband and with Pearl. He makes a rare Disneyland appearance. I think the last time we went was 6 months ago. So it was time. It was time to just like go back with a totally different child who experiences it differently. We had a good day. We had a stressful day. Sometimes going to theme parks full of highs and lows, man. I'm not going to lie to you. You know it. I know it. Not every day can be picture perfect, but in the end, it ended up, we left and it was, I mean, we didn't leave because we were like, well, that's bad. We left because it was time to leave. And it ended up pretty great. I will say though, I have finally accepted, understood that lightning lanes really stress me out. They really, really stress me out. Something about, and I'm still trying to unpack it and figure it out. I posted about this extensively on subscribers, posted about it on Instagram, but it's something about like, pay, you like feel like you really need to get your money's worth, right? You kind of are like, I gotta keep booking. I gotta book stuff. I gotta book the right stuff. I gotta book stuff that has long lines so that I feel like I'm getting value out of this service that was once free. It really is a mental game. And I talked to a lot of people who responded about it. Like, it seems like other people feel the same way. I typically go to Disneyland. I'm an annual pass holder. I go with Pearl. We do a few things. We leave. It's bliss. But having a hard ticket, having a having Lightning Lane multipass for my husband, it was stressful. And usually I'm like, the toddler's the reason it's stressful. Like, no, it was not Pearl. It was that. It was the lightning lanes. Anyway, I'm sure I'll get into it in the future. But today we are talking about a Disney resort on the opposite coast, Walt Disney World, which I foolishly, ingeniously went to immediately after my Disney cruise. I have so much to tell you. I'm so excited. But in this episode, we are also going to talk about something I did that I've never done before, which is rent DVC points to stay in a Disney Vacation Club hotel room. I'm going to break all of that down this week. If you're like, that means, or if you're like, I've heard that but I don't understand how it works, every detail is coming your way, including every detail of our trip. There's so much to talk about. I'm just gonna stop chatting and turn it over to future me. Enjoy this episode. It's fun. Oh, I can't wait to talk about our room. Okay, stick around, we'll be right back. Thanks for listening. Okay, bye.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. We are going to talk about everything I did at Walt Disney World the other week, which is actually very fun because I don't really think I've posted anything online. So I am bursting with stories and shenanigans to share with you. But this trip was really exciting because I got to do something I've wanted to do for so long. I got to use a third-party DVC service to get a Disney Vacation Club multi-bedroom hotel room for less. And if those words make no sense to you, oh my gosh, I get it. I get it. That is like advanced level French where Disney lingo is concerned. So let me peel back all of the layers of this lexicon onion to explain. As you know, Disney World operates a bunch of hotels, but they also have Disney Vacation Club hotel rooms. These rooms are generally larger and better suited to larger, longer family stays. Basically, if you're going with a bigger group or staying for a longer time, or simply when you want more of an apartment condo style room. And if this is your first time hearing about this, Yeah, Disney essentially has these mini apartments in so many of their hotels where you can cook breakfast, you can gather around a dining table to eat your leftover park snacks, you can spread out, you can do laundry in your own hotel room. That was lost on me until I had a kid. Oh my gosh. You can relax in like a jacuzzi style bathtub. You can have multiple individual bedrooms that are connected by a main living space and not just a door that opens between the two like connected hotel rooms. And basically, depending on your vacation vibe, they can be really magical, especially if you are traveling with grandparents or parents or groups of friends. In fact, my very first Disney World hotel stay as an adult, when this whole career bonanza began, was during my bachelorette party, and we stayed DVC. We stayed at a treehouse at Saratoga Springs. We paid cash. We'll get into that in a second. Because it was the best way to fit. I think we had 9 girls in one space. In fact, staying at that hotel was not uncomplicated because I didn't realize at the time that linking 9 individual adult credit cards to different Magic Bands on one hotel reservation is unbelievably layered and complicated and challenging and therefore intriguing to my reporter brain. And if it wasn't for that, I may not be doing this job today, speaking directly to you on a podcast about theme parks. If it wasn't for a DVC-style room and all of the shenanigans that came with it, I may not have this job. Isn't that weird? That's wild. Okay, anyway, back to hotels. So sometimes hotels with DVC rooms will be like a full DVC hotel, like Old Key West or Disney's Riviera Resort. But sometimes there will be portions of an existing Disney hotel that will be DVC, like Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, where you know it, you may have stayed there, but there are also DVC rooms there. There are standard hotel rooms, and there are studios or multi-bedrooms. DVC also has stuff at Disney World like the Wilderness Lodge cabins, those like fancy waterfront lodging options, and also the Polynesian bungalows. If you've ever seen those where you're like, ooh, those little bungalows, that's a DVC option. Now, I'm just saying all this to set the scene, but I am not a DVC member. Disney Vacation Club, or DVC, as I casually refer to it here, is essentially Disney's timeshare-like program. When you become a member, your Disney Vacation Club membership means that you buy a real estate interest, a flexible timeshare, as they put it, that is represented by vacation points. This is going somewhere, I promise. It feels like school, but I promise. So these points, these vacation points, can be used to book accommodations at Disney hotels and beyond. You can use them for all sorts of vacations. That's a whole other conversation. But for the purpose of this episode and just explaining my visit to Disney World, we are talking exclusively about using these points on a larger format, kind of condo-style Disney hotel room. So when you are a DVC member, you book with quote-unquote points, but these points have certain stipulations, and people don't always end up using all of them, and wasting them is like wasting money. So sometimes people have too many or aren't going to use them. So there are these third-party services that'll book you at the hotel you want to stay at with a DVC member's points. You don't have to know them. You don't have to contact them directly. They do all of it for you. And if you're like, but wait, I've fully seen these bungalows and kind of these studio-style rooms on the regular Disney World website. How have I seen that? I'm not a DVC member. Or maybe you're like, my travel agent has sent me one of these rooms. What are you talking about? You are correct. Disney sets a portion of these DVC rooms aside for regular hotel booking, which is how I booked Old Key West on my last trip, which I podcasted about a couple months ago. You can book them through Disney. I did mine through Disney. I used my annual pass discount. Bing, bing, boom, done. But inventory on them for cash rooms, as they call it, so like booking directly with Disney, booking through your travel agent, just paying money, not being a DVC member, inventory for these style rooms can be super limited. So if you're set on one of these, like if you know a multi-bedroom situation will work better for you for a bigger group trip and you can't find it on the website, which has happened to me many times, including on this trip, using a DVC reseller is a great option for you. Now, I gotta tell you, I have never done this before. This is so embarrassing. So like my little internet wormhole is that I would religiously check confirmed reservations, which are like random one-off bookings that are already confirmed. It'll be like Polynesian, January 2nd to the 4th, studio room and a set price. And like, if you see that availability and it works for you, you can like slide in and book it last minute, which is how I book all my trips, is last minute. Do as I say, not as I do. Anyway, I stalk these confirmed reservations. I love looking and seeing what's available. I don't know why. It's just something I love doing on the internet. But doing it the way we're talking about this week is way better. Basically, if you're renting points, you select your dates, you select your hotel preferences, you select your room, anything and everything you want, and you book it kind of through another member. It's very win-win. You get to stay somewhere for less money, a fellow Disney fan doesn't end up losing the value of their points, and you have a professional middleman making sure no one gets shafted on either end of the deal. And for years, I've been like, is this real? There are so many different companies that do this. I just don't know. Is it trustworthy? What's the process? These websites all kind of look like they were made in the 1990s, which is true for all Disney websites. Basically any successful Disney website, a successful Disney blog, a leading Disney blog, a leading Disney business. If the website looks new, gives me pause. It's got to look a little old. Some of you know what I'm talking about. It's got to look a little old. But anyway, I always wondered, like, what is this? How does this process actually work? Because you act like I've never seen it happen. I'd only seen confirmed reservations. And this week, I'm going to tell you all about it. All of the reasons you may want to consider doing this for your next Disney trip. But first, let's take it all back to the start of our Disney World journey. Call me a glutton for punishment. Call me deeply obsessed with all the vacation offerings that this brand has. But either way, once our cruise was booked, I was like, you know, we're already flying Pearl across the country. Why not have a road trip? Why not have a little road trip between Disney Magic and Walt Disney World Resort? So we did. There was a moment we were going back and forth. We're like, why don't we, maybe we'll take the Bright Line. That might be easier with a baby. That is still something I want to do in the future. But in the end, we had so much luggage that I was just like, I'm calling it. We're doing a road trip. I think it'll be easier for me mentally. So we did it. But the thing is, I didn't plan a thing. I was just kind of like, we'll get in the car. We'll stop at a Wendy's, whatever. I put the address in the map. Bloop, 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 bloop. It was like 3 hours and 10 minutes at that point between Fort Lauderdale and Orlando. And I looked at the map and I was like, wait a second, Palm Beach? West Palm Beach, like Palm Beach that everyone always talks about that I've never been to, an hour away? We're doing it. So we did it. I looked at the map. It was truly like, oh, a Stony Clover Lane store I've never been to and route? I simply must go. And we showed up and I thought, I didn't know anything about Palm Beach. I knew there'd be palm trees. And let me tell you, they've got a number of them, but I didn't expect the Stony Clover Lane store, which, as you know, is my friend Kendall's company. I didn't expect it to be in the cutest, ritziest little mall. Oh my gosh. My mom was like not knowing what to expect from this road trip. She was riding in the back with Pearl to like make sure that she would be preoccupied. And we get to this little designer classy mall and my mom's like, yes, sign me up. Yes, please. They had a free library in a, you know, those Smeg refrigerators, those like cutesy old school refrigerators. They had that. It was on, like all the books were a little cold, which was nice because it was hot out. And then in the bottom from the freezer, they had like free ice pops. It was so cute. My mom took some books out for us to read with Pearl while we were there. They had one of these St. Ambrose, I think is how you pronounce it. I mentioned it in my New York guide when I did that on the podcast a while ago. It is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, coffee shop in New York. They also have one in Colorado, which I go to frequently. And imagine my surprise when I roll up to a random place in Florida and they got one of these. They have my favorite tuna sandwich. It is like a delicious tuna salad on this, I can only call it like a decadent dessert adjacent white bread, just like a sweet, beautiful white circular piece of like a bread puff, and then they put tuna salad in it. It's so good. Me getting my favorite tuna sandwich that I got in New York in July and I got in Colorado a few weeks ago and then I got it here. Let me tell you, I was so thrilled. I just had Starbucks. I just did a drive-through Starbucks immediately after the cruise and was like, yeah, I'm gonna need a coffee. They make one of my favorite iced cappuccinos, which I usually don't order. I only order here. Anyway, I digress. That was thrilling. We walked around. I bought a new dress. They have this store called, again, this is like the fanciest little mall in Palm Beach. Oh my God. They have this store called, Kiernazabet. I think is how you say it. I used to live around the corner from it when I lived in Soho, when I lived in New York, and I went in and like, their stuff is expensive. So I never bought anything. And so I was like, oh, we gotta look around. Gotta touch all the things. You know, I gotta touch all the things. So I looked at all the stuff and I found a rack of dresses that were affordable, like normal department store price. And I ended up buying a new dress. I bought a new dress. I got a tuna sandwich. I got a coffee. It was wonderful. I bought this like long dress. I'll post about it eventually, but it's so cute. I don't remember the brand name. It's kind of nude, like beige khaki colored. And then it has a pattern all over it. And it's a long dress. And I don't own a lot of long dresses. And a lot of times you're like playing with Pearl, or I'm at like a kid's birthday party and I need something that I can move around in, but still looks classy enough where the other moms won't judge me, if you know what I mean. So basically being able to wear something and not like bend over and have my whole butt hang out was really a win, a huge win. It looks so classy and it was so affordable. I'm very excited about it. Anyway, we went to the star of the show, the Stony Clover Lane over there in Palm Beach. It was adorable. I ended up buying Pearl a present because I didn't really buy her any souvenirs on this trip. There was this one item that I've been avoiding for a while that I really wanted to get her. And I was like, I'm doing it. I'm splurging. I'm getting it. It is a passport holder. It is red with like, I think it's called rickrack. It's like the wavy, I want to say like frosting, but that's not it. It's like wavy ribbon, I guess. Ribbon that's like wavy ribbon. This beautiful red passport on the front, a pizza patch. You open it up, pizza print on the inside. And as you know, Pearl's initials are PZA. We gave her those initials because she was born on Pi Day, on Pizza Pie Day. So a pizza passport holder for her, again, a splurge. Usually wouldn't buy something like this for a child, but I bought her no other Disney souvenirs. I wanted a souvenir from the trip. And I was like, you know what? She's actually going to use this. A lot of the pouches I have, those are for me. I put her stuff in there. She plays with it. But like, this is something she's going to actually use probably for the next 8-10 years, because I will be holding onto her passport. So I will keep it nice. I used a passport on this trip. We have another passport trip coming up. I'm very happy with the purchase. I know I'm out loud justifying it, but anyway, was such a nice store experience. Everyone there was so nice. She loved it. She loved like touching all the little things. She found a little bag that she loved, the pochette, I think it's called. I didn't get her that. I just got her the passport thing. And what can I say? I love to support my friends. We had a little picnic. We had a lovely time. We got back in the car and I really wanted to make a full-blown road trip out of this because I looked at the map and I did not know, again, geographically challenged, I did not know that Disney's Vero Beach Resort, a Disney Vacation Club hotel that I have never been to. I didn't know it was on the way. I didn't know that's where it was. I thought it was in like the Carolinas. I don't know where I thought it was. I did not know it was in Florida. I'm a little dumb, but it was on the map and I was like, we could have gone there. Oh my God. The thrill of seeing a new Disney location really captivated me, but it would have been like an hour and a half longer. Something happened with traffic and it just wasn't worth it. So I instead drove the suggested route, the quickest route. And let me tell you, that was not a good idea because we drove down the stupidest highway. I think it's the Florida Turnpike. I'm so annoyed. I should have looked into it more. There are no pit stops, no opportunity to stop for French fries at McDonald's or a Frosty at Wendy's or like anywhere halfway through for Pearl to get her wiggles out. They only had a few truck stops, which is not the same as like a standalone Wendy's. I know I keep talking about Wendy's. I really wanted Wendy's on this drive. There's no way to like just like stop and be like, ooh, what's here? What like regional fast food do they have? No, they had two of these truck stops and that's it. That is it. We just drove, which was torture. It was so boring. It literally feels like in the movie Cars, where everyone skips like the origin story of Radiator Springs, when everyone like skips Radiator Springs because they save 15 minutes on the main highway and they drive down like the world's most boring highway. That was this drive. And I would know because I watched Cars 3 times on these flights because Pearl's obsessed with buses and she can't tell the difference between a bus and a car. Anyway. It was so upsetting. I felt like I was in the worst, most criminal scene of the movie. Ugh. But I still got my road trip jollies out because once we got to the Orlando area, we went to a Publix, which was fun. We loaded up on snacks and food for the hotel room. We got like Pearl things like string cheese. This kid runs on so much string cheese. Got her berries, got her yogurt, got her all the stuff she needs. But did you know? Everyone talks about a pub sub. Did you know they sell a gigantic sack of popcorn for like $2.50? $2.99? Like, I'm talking the biggest plastic bag, like a small kitchen garbage bag full of popcorn. And it's good. $3 for great popcorn. I ate so much of it in the hotel room when I wasn't at the theme parks. It was fantastic. Highly recommend. Highly recommend going to Publix just for that. The subs are fine. Go for the popcorn. Anyway, once we got our popcorn, we got our groceries. We're finally driving, finally there. And we arrived at Bay Lake Tower. I have never stayed here. It has been a dream of mine to stay at Bay Lake Tower for so many years because there are very few places I haven't stayed at this point. I think the final list is like Pop Century. I feel like I've stayed there, but I've just spent time there. I haven't stayed there. Pop Century, Bay Lake Tower, which I just did, the Fort Wilderness Cabins, which they just redid, Riviera Resort, and the Poly. That's it. Disney's Polynesian Village Hotel. Those are the only ones I haven't stayed at. To stay somewhere new is a dream. I worked with David's Vacation Club Rentals for this hotel stay, which is kind of the brand name of the game when it comes to this DVC rental stuff. Yes, it's the website with the weird little caricature of that dude in the Fantasia hat. Listen, I don't know what's going on with that caricature, but it's an image you can't forget, so I guess it works. I see it and I go, oh, David's Vacation Club Rentals. But of course, clearly they know what they're doing over there. They've been in business for nearly 20 years. They claim to be the oldest, largest, and most trusted source for DVC villas rentals. And I believe them because this process was unbelievably easy. It was so streamlined. It's pretty wild what you can get when you book with something like this because booking here is way different than booking with a normal hotel. You start by selecting your dates, your preferred resorts, including Disney World, Disneyland, and Aulani, by the way. And then it'll give you pricing automatically, even before you're down the road on trying to make the stay happen. I didn't realize that's how it worked. That's why I was always looking at confirmed reservations. I didn't know I could be playing around on the website, seeing what any day of any time of year at any hotel cost. I even picked two random days, like a two-night stay in January, and I found a Polynesian studio room, which sleeps five, so basically a regular hotel room with a little kitchenette, for $782. That's under $400 a night at the Poly! Dreams can come true with David's Vacation Club Rentals. Oh my god, that sounds like I'm in an infomercial, but I kind of meant every word of it. So basically, you answer some questions, you give them your info, and then you pay a $105 deposit is what I think it is, which they refund if they can't find you a stay. And then they get to work on booking you the room you want using other people's points. Now, the main reason to do this, the perk of using this service, is that you're often gonna save money. And if you want more space in your hotel room, you're gonna get more bang for your buck. For this stay in particular, I really wanted to be walking distance from Magic Kingdom. I knew we would be extremely exhausted from the cruise because, again, it was a cruise with a toddler and I was working. So there's a lot of layers there leading to me being so tired. And essentially, for this trip, folding the stroller to get anywhere was a non-negotiable. We were not going to see Animal Kingdom. Disney's Hollywood Studios was not happening for us. We were walking to Magic Kingdom, and we were taking the monorail to Epcot, and that is exactly what we did. So, pie in the sky, my dream was to stay at Bay Lake Tower or Disney's Contemporary Resort. And before I even started looking into a DVC room or talking to David's Vacation Club Rentals, I booked whatever room I could find at the Contemporary. I was like, well, I gotta get something. I'm just gonna book it. And the only thing that was available, I found a main building room. There was a 30% annual, I think it was an annual pass discount on a main tower room park view. I didn't really need the park view, but it's all Disney had. So I booked this regular main tower hotel room for the three of us. David's Vacation Club Rentals was able to find me a two-bedroom Lakeview villa for the same dates. Now, pricing. Keep in mind, these are deluxe-level Magic Kingdom area hotels. There are way more affordable options, but for this trip, which I tacked onto a work trip, convenience was key for survival. So to compare the numbers, for three nights, it cost It cost $2,622 for this two-bedroom villa. Basically, $2,600 for three nights at Bay Lake Tower. I had booked a regular Contemporary room at a 30% discount, mind you, for the same dates, and it was $1,897. $1,800 for the regular hotel room, $2,600 for a two-bedroom villa. And yes, the hotel room is theme park view and the monorail just downstairs, instead of being next door, like, has some allure, but $725 difference. Paying $725 more to have two bedrooms and a kitchen? I mean, yes, those tower rooms are newly renovated and Bay Lake Tower is not, but to have that much space, instead of my mom and Pearl and I falling all over each other for 3 nights, spending $725 more is unbelievable. And I'm not saying these are the only prices you have to pay. They have rates all over the place, all different times of the year. But for our exact dates, I couldn't believe the difference in price by renting DVC points. But there are pros and cons to doing something like this. Even with booking, even though I knew it was fine, it still feels a little eek to use something that isn't directly Disney if that's what you're used to. They are not affiliated with Disney. Again, this is a third-party service. But I just want to stress to you, because I have been beyond curious about this for years and years and years. Everything went brilliantly on my end, from booking to my stay to checkout. I don't know. It was like a little, like, going through the website, filling out the form, I was a little, like, scary excited to be like, okay, I'm going to give you my credit card and hope this magical hotel fairy dust dream comes true. But everything went perfectly. It's seamlessly linked to my account, like, literally, like, the reservation in my My Disney Experience account, no problem, no issues there, which, like, that's on a regular stay, isn't even something you can guarantee. But they were incredibly easy to work with. I was amazed. And I'm just, the reason I'm emphasizing this is because I never really considered this a real option. And I want to make sure you guys for future trips do keep this in mind when you are looking to book. Another pro, DVC Villa guests are included in evening extended theme park hours. We did not, however, I don't believe, we had access to Top of the World, the elusive DVC member lounge inside Bay Lake Tower, but we weren't going anyway, and so that's fine with me. So still, the highlights remain, you can possibly save more money, you can possibly have more space. We needed the space. We had a kitchen where I could cook for Pearl. I got to have the lights on at night and sleep in my own bed. Oh my gosh, sleeping in your own bed, in your own room, while also being on vacation with a child is the truest form of luxury you can imagine. The truest. But again, not everybody needs that. If you're just in a regular hotel room, you probably don't need a kitchen. If you're like, I'm here to sleep, I'm gonna wake up terrifyingly early, jam it out at the parks all day and night, and then crash into bed in my two queen room at Caribbean Beach before doing it all again tomorrow. Perhaps a DVC room is not the best fit. But if you're like me, where I am in my current state of Disney travel, where you travel with a bunch of different people who could really kind of benefit from their own room, having multiple rooms is a godsend. Do keep in mind though, if you choose to explore renting DVC points on your next stay, these stays are just for hotels. So if you want to do a package at a discount with tickets or a meal plan, or utilize a huge annual pass discount promotion they've got going, it's probably not the best fit. Go to your travel agent, book through Disney, because this is room only. And generally speaking, we will move on to my trip after this, but just like with Disney World hotel rooms, the DVC rooms, I'm going to say they vary in newness. I was thrilled to stay at Bay Lake Tower, but the room was definitely old, which I was actually so down with because it reminded me of the old contemporary rooms before they redid them. Honestly, I was pretty gleeful being like, oh my God, it's like it's 2017 and I'm back in the tower. And while that never subsided for me, I mean, I got to do laundry in our own room. Heaven, I love a big room. What I will say is that after I did our laundry and I hung stuff out to dry, I noticed our laundry didn't dry. And our clothes by the end all felt kinda damp, even the ones I didn't wash or wear. Which, again, I'm gonna wash every single thing when I get home from a week-long Disney bonanza, it's fine, but it was a little disconcerting that everything I owned was damp after 3 nights in this hotel room. Things were just a little damp. And I've heard other complaints about Bay Lake Tower as a whole, like you have to schlep over to the Contemporary if you want soda or water or anything like that, but for us, it really wasn't that big of a deal. So if you've ever considered it, like, ooh, this might be a good idea for that big couples trip or an upcoming bachelor party or even a visit with grandparents and kids where you're like, I don't know if I want my child, spouse, and parent in the same room for my own sanity's sake. Check out renting DVC points. Check out David's Vacation Club rentals. I will absolutely be using them again, possibly for a studio if I go solo, but definitely worth looking into. I had a great experience. I was so thrilled with it. It was fantastic. So once we arrived, oh yeah, we're going back to the trip. Once we arrived and stretched our legs, ran around our little room after being in the car all day, I started prepping food for Pearl for the parks and remembered, oh yeah, I made a California Grill reservation the night before that I had totally forgot about. So with my mom feeling extremely beat from a tireless few days and her being in the back seat with Pearl the whole time, I ended up taking my toddler on a date to one of Walt Disney World's nicest restaurants. And I will tell you a little bit more about that wackadoo night after this break. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I can't wait to tell you about Artifact Uprising. Artifact Uprising! If you've heard of them, you know they're a Colorado-based company that specializes in creating premium quality customizable photo goods for your digital photos. But even if you have or haven't, we need to talk about the greatest thing in the world that they sell. Now, they have so many made-to-order, high-quality photo books, but their baby board book had me screaming from my laptop over how good it is. Their photo books and scrapbook albums and calendars and cards and wedding guest books, they're all made using high-quality printing methods for clear, vibrant photos. But so is their exceptional baby board book. So it's basically a 100% customizable book with photos and captions that help your little one learn new words with photos of what they actually see around them on a daily basis. No cartoon bath or doodle of a crib. No, 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 no. I did photos of her shoes, her chair, her playground and water bottle. It's so smart, it's so cute, and with baby-friendly round corners and thick pages for any tiny destructive toddler fingers, it's the coolest learning item I have ever ordered her, and she's already obsessed. And you can get one too, because Artifact Uprising makes it easy to share your memories, teach your littles, and tell your story. Through the end of the year, Very Amazing listeners can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers or 15% off if you have purchased before. That's a good deal. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use code AMUSING through December 31st. That's artifactuprising.com/AMUSING through December 31st. Oh my gosh, Armoir is back! Armoir is back as a sponsor of the podcast. I know a few of you signed up and are enjoying it, so I am thrilled to discuss them once more because what a glorious eco-friendly solution to try new clothes and new styles without wasting your money on stuff you'll never wear again. Y'all know I love goofy clothes. I love weird little clothes. But you know why I can't always wear them? Because my closet is missing key pieces. And for me, that's basics. A black skirt, a little black dress, white jeans, cutoff shorts that are more playground than wearing them on vacation. I own none of it. And with Armoir, I was able to test drive every single thing I needed. They've got the goods from designers like Paige and Lily Pulitzer and Tahari. It helped me realize that, yeah, everything I own goes with a cute little black skirt. The one that I test drove was fantastic, and I desperately need to buy one. Oh, and you can low-key buy them from them, too. That's because Armoir makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoir, you can build the perfect wardrobe. From cutie little trousers, to kid-friendly fits, to full party-ready looks, with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. You take a quick 5-minute style quiz, select items from this fun personalized closet they build for you, and items show up in as little as 2 days. When you're done, just swap them out and get more new-to-you styles. Also, Armoir is women-founded and women-led, so they understand firsthand why this service is so good. There's no more hemming and hawing at the mall, standing in a dressing room wondering, will I really wear this? Is this worth spending hundreds on? Nah, dude! Armoir is here to basically give you the clueless closet. Just endless options forever and ever and ever and ever. And I know I'm saying a lot about them. I'm saying more than I'm probably supposed to, but I just think they're really great. I just think Armoir is really great. Right now, my listeners can give Armoir a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. $125 off! Just visit armoir.style/amusing. armoire.style/amusing to get up to 50% off your first month. And never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoir today.
If you listen to this podcast, you know I have an arch nemesis. And that is my allergies. I've apologized in so many episodes over how noticeably I am suffering, which is why I am beyond excited to tell you there is a life without sneezing, itchy eyes, or avoiding a loved one's house because they have a cat, and not just because that is a real problem in my family. Thanks to Curex, America's largest online allergy clinic, you're able to begin your journey towards becoming allergy-free with custom medication that is shipped right to your door. My life is crushed on a daily basis by allergies. I'm out here at theme parks crying through my makeup, wiping away tears and snot constantly because my body can't handle the elements, or pollen, or dust, or most makeup, just purely existing in the outdoors. Or indoors, it's a real double whammy. The amount of products we have bought in our house to help with my dust allergies is innumerable, which is why I am blown away by Curex. Because allergies aren't just something you're forced to live with. They can be treated effectively, and you can make allergic reactions a thing of the past. All it takes is a couple of allergy drops every day, and in just 3 to 6 months, you can start feeling real relief. These allergy drops are trusted by doctors and backed by science. And from what I'm told, in Europe, allergy drops are the go-to treatment for allergies. And if you've ever watched a French pharmacy skincare haul, you know Europeans know what's up. You can treat allergies to pollen, dust mites, mold, and even cats and dogs. Curex is America's largest online allergy clinic, and the New York Times says they are changing the landscape of allergies. So if you're serious about kicking those allergies to the curb, check out Curex. Treatment starts as low as $59 a month, and if you sign up now, you can save 80% off the $49 sign-up fee. And I'm bad at math, so in case you are also, that means for my calculator and my computer, you'll be spending under 10 bucks. Go to getcurex.com today for this limited time offer. That's getcurex, GetCurex.com. Don't let allergies control your life. Take control with Curex.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Yeah! I brought my toddler on a date to California Grill. And I know it's dumb. Bringing a baby alone to an elegant dinner is so dumb. Having to pay for her to get a 3-course kids meal, even though you know she's not going to eat most of it. Dumb. But somewhere between calling to cancel the reservation and them never picking up the phone and answering it, I realized this is probably the only way I'm going to even get to California Grill in the next 3 years, because it's literally walking distance, and otherwise bringing her would have been too stressful. And if she's fussy, if she's antsy because it's been a long day, I can always leave. I can just throw my credit card down and step away. So why not try? My new motto as a parent, why not try? And oh my gosh, it was, I'm adjusting myself in my seat to tell you about it. It was incredible and so funny. Despite the long post-cruise travel day, the car nap, the lack of getting her wiggles out, it was amazing, and I could not stop laughing. It is just such an iconic date night spot in my head that even tables around us were like charmed by Pearl and my little evening out. I don't know why I found it so funny. I was just sitting there like, how did I get here? I had a nightmare flight. We went on a glorious cruise. We just came off a road trip. And now I'm here at Disney World, my favorite place on the planet. And we're dressed up in these little evening outfits for a late dinner. This is just so silly. And you know, doing anything alone with a child is so tough. Having a second person there is so helpful. And I'm drowning in anxiety on most days. So something like this alone really scared me. And I know parents listening relate. Like, the absolute bone-chilling stress of them screaming or freaking out in a public place is overwhelming. But in a nice, elegant public place, which I know as a Disney person that people have waited months and years to dine at. They're having their special night and they're sitting next to a goofy baby? The pressure, the stress. And I know that's extreme first time mom brain, but I was just so delighted that it all went pretty fine. I did it. I went anyway. And it went well. She loved her kids' meal. Again, she didn't eat most of it because she's a tiny child, but the goat cheese polenta was her favorite. Shocking. They let me do a bowl of berries for dessert, which kept her happy for a while. And duh, I didn't realize my child, who is currently obsessed with buses, got to essentially watch a bus depot outside of the Magic Kingdom until the sun went down. An absolute unexpected hit. And when I'm eating with Pearl, I'm usually just shoving food in her. I'm like putting food out, making little pieces, being like, do you want this? Do you want this? Just focused on her. So I never pay attention to anything I'm experiencing. But I was actually able to eat at this meal, probably because I paid for an extra bowl of berries to buy myself time to eat, which was delightful. Now, California Grill is prefix. It is a set menu, which I am not into. I feel like prefix menus always favor people who want a big sloppy piece of meat, which I am just not feeling these days. So I started with the barbecue American eel roll, which was fantastic. I love sushi as an appetizer. And then I got the seared scallops entree and the lemon mousse and poppy seed olive oil cake for dessert. I won't lie, I left kinda hungry because the scallops were so light compared to like an herb-crusted lamb or a beef fillet, and there wasn't really much of a carb with it. I think it was just cauliflower. I was actually going to get, okay, listen to how good this sounds. I was going to get the Wagyu strip loin because it came with a hot pot style mushroom dashi, rice noodles, egg, bok choy, and Asian pear salad. Yes, Asian pear salad was on the side. But it was a surcharge of $47. So like with a toddler who could pop at any moment, I just scarfed my light little scallop meal instead. Dinner was $89 for me and $39 for her. I know, so dumb. For a kid's salmon and sides that she didn't eat. I can't. But you know what? They're only young once. I'm never here. I wanted to go. And honestly, it was so, so cute to bring her on a little date at a table for two. But what really made it worth it was that it was also her first Magic Kingdom fireworks show. Now, with stuff like this, with fireworks, with nighttime entertainment, you never know with kids. Will the noises scare them? The lights? Maybe the crowds? I hadn't braved it in park before, so this was weirdly the ideal way to do it. She first saw them from the table and was like, ooh, what is this? I am intrigued. So then I decided to take her out on that catwalk that's open to California Grill diners. You get a view of the park, the fireworks, you play the music. It's great. She was scared at first, but by the end, we went back inside and she waddled up to the California Grill window and was soaking it all in. Truly a top five Disney parks memory. We went back, we went to bed, and the next day, we began our mini vacation at the parks. Now, one thing we're not going to do in this episode is that I'm not going to complain about it being hot. I'm just going to mention that I am weak. And somewhere, at some point, I looked around at my child and my mother, all of our faces damp and red, and I realized, oh, this is genetics. This is blood. We all cannot tolerate this. Just pouring sweat in the sunshine as people stroll by, dry as a bone. It is us. It is less the environment. I mean, it was hot, but like we really felt it. So I'm not going to complain about it. I just need to laugh about the fact that, oh, it's just in my body and there's nothing I can do about it. Now, we began our first park day by going to the Magic Kingdom. And let me tell you, the rumors are true about going to Magic Kingdom on a party day. The waits were zilch because Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party was later that night. Now, buying a hard ticket on a day like that, if you don't have a park hopper, is a ripoff because you're paying full price, but you don't get to see the fireworks. But the lines really are so much lower. It is not hyperbole. We had 2 days in the parks. Both were park hoppers, but we only did lightning lanes for this day. We had this 7-day window because we were staying with Disney, staying at Bay Lake Tower. And honestly, so because it's tiered and the tier one options are Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, Jungle Cruise, Peter Pan's Flight, Space Mountain, and Tiana's Bayou Adventure, we wanted Peter Pan's Flight, and there was a lot of availability because of that. And I guess who else is skipping Tiana's for Peter Pan unless they've already been on it and have a tiny child who they want to fly over London with, which is a girl talking to you. We began the day with a little impromptu Snow White meet and greet outside of Town Square Theater, which is where the Mickey meet and greet is, which was absolutely lovely. We almost did the meet Mickey, but the post in time was like way less than what it actually was. I asked the cast member and they were like, oh yeah, it's going to be like 25:30 instead of 15, which was posted. So we skipped it. We saved it for later, which never happens. That is going to be my golden rule going forward. If you're with a toddler and you're like, we'll just do it later, we'll do it on the way out, it's never happening. Don't lie to yourself like I do. So we went to Peter Pan, which was great. It goes by so fast. Why do I waste lightning lanes on this? I cannot tell you. Afterwards, we did Small World, which is my mom's favorite ride to do with Hurl. She loved it with Hurl, her and Pearl in one world. Pearl loved it. Again, just like there's so much stuff to look at in Small World. It's long, it's air conditioning. It's pretty perfect. And then we walked over to Winnie the Pooh. But I checked my phone on the way to Winnie the Pooh because I was using Standby Skipper, and I gotta tell you what happened. Oh yeah! Remember when I said I'd loop back about Standby Skipper in the Disney Hacks episode? This is your girl looping back. So I paid for this service. I believe it was $20 for one day for our entire party. I think it's like $20 for one day, $45 for your entire trip. So if you're there for a few days and you have lightning lanes, definitely upgrade for that one. But not to bury the lead, Standby Skipper does not book your original lightning lanes. So the ones that I had to wake up, spoiler alert, I did not wake up at 7 a.m. I mean, I did not wake up at 4 a.m. I woke up the morning that I actually, like my actual wake up time, just was like, oh yeah, I'll book them now. I didn't wake up early. It was fine because of the rides we were booking. We're booking Small World. We were fine. We didn't have to do that. But Standby Skipper, I thought slash hoped they would book those, and they don't. Standby Skipper is just a product that assists you on the day of your visit for booking your additional return times for lightning lane multi-pass. So we were park hopping this day, and I was like, you know, I would love to get some more rides in at Epcot. I don't think we're gonna get them, but I'll put in Remy's Ratatouille Adventure and Frozen Ever After because I would love to do those later. That would be great. And I don't want to spend my whole day refreshing on my phone. The way Standby Skipper works, again, an app that looks a little shady. It looks a little shady. All this stuff, like I'm telling you, if the Disney tech doesn't look fresh, you know it's good. That's just, it's just a golden rule from here on out. So I put those two rides in. They have like morning, evening, afternoon, like different time windows. I put it in for around, I think like 7 to 10, something like that. Like, oh, we'll do it at nighttime. It'll be great. And they said they would start looking for it around like 11:55 or noon, something like that. And so after It's a Small World, I was like, oh, I should see how it's going. And I opened the app and it said that my searches were inactive. And I was immediately mad because I was like, I was depending on this app to do the work for me. I was depending on them to book these lightning lanes. I could have been on my phone booking more stuff. I was waiting for this. I'm so frustrated. And then I realized the reason my searches were not active was because they had booked everything. I could not believe it. I logged into my app, boop, 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 went into my Disney experience, and they had gotten me Remy's Ratatouille Adventure and Frozen Ever After at the exact times that I wanted. I don't know what dark magic they are using to make this happen. Again, a third-party service, Disney do not come for me, but it worked so well that if you are someone who stresses day of about lightning lanes, which I talked about a little at the start of this episode, I'm going to talk about it more in the future, Standby Skipper really, really does help. You still have to do a lot of the work on your own and you still have to like make sure you're balancing different things. But for something that you want to get that day, if you want to jam in what would have been like 2 days of lightning lanes into one, woo, Standby Skipper worked. At this point, we're walking over to Winnie the Pooh. I'm walking on air. I'm thrilled. We rode those, but I am a little stressful about like, what do we do next? Like I don't know what to do. Those rides are later. What should we do? That was pretty stressful. And then I realized, oh, I wasn't stressed. I was hungry. We went to, of course, Columbia Harbor House for lunch. My go-to, what else is new? I grabbed cheese at, was it Friar's Nook? I think I got it. Walked over, got my little French fries. I ordered a shrimp salad, which was shockingly good. I had not had this before. It is mixed greens with cherry tomatoes, mild pepperoncini, olives, and capers topped with grilled shrimp. A very dynamic salad, I may add. The dressing was great. I think there was even kale in there. Just really good. And then I also got, I was hungry. I got two dishes. I was hungry. I also got the beer battered fish with French fries. I had not gotten the beer battered fish before. I usually get other stuff. I loved it. I thought it was great. The fish was really good. It was like a really good fried fish. Anyway, lunch was great. We took a break. It was nice. And then we attempted to take Pearl home to nap at Bay Lake Tower. The appeal of staying right there is that we can just walk back and get her in bed. Little did we know, on the way home, her nap time spontaneously moved an hour early. And if you don't have kids, I will not bore you with the details. But essentially, oh, the dreaded nightmare happened. Pearl fell asleep for 10 minutes, would not transfer, and was up the rest of the day. It was not good. It was not good. We were so close, but I didn't realize after being on a trip for so long, her nap moved so much earlier. She was just falling asleep earlier. It was stressful, but we hung out, we rested, and then we went to Epcot. And it was nice. Once the sun starts to set, you're at Epcot. Oh, the nighttime is happening. It was so lovely. I booked my mom a lightning lane. I think I did it through Standby Skipper again. I booked her on Soarin'. I let her go. I watched Pearl and I realized I was ravenous. I had not eaten since that lunch many hours ago. So I got a Mickey pretzel and I split it with Pearl, which I'm not going to lie, was a very cute moment. But I'm telling you this because the cheese, the peel top cheese, you know, my one true mortal enemy, it was really good. It was the temperature it's supposed to be. It was not a paste. It was not a solid. You know what I'm talking about. When you drag that hard interior piece of a Mickey pretzel through the cheese and it's like, like trying to back up in the snow. It was not like that. It was soft. It was liquidy. It was liquidy. Finally, it was at the right temperature and I was so happy about it. It was like everything I needed in that moment. From there on out, my mom was still on Soarin'. We went to go hang out at Communicore Plaza. And listen, whatever they call it, Communicore Hall, the indoor area, I'm just going to say it. It's an embarrassment. I don't understand why. I talked about this on an earlier podcast. I don't understand why when they opened it to media, it was wonderful inside. They had like kitchen stations and like music and all this stuff happening inside. And now I think it's just clothing racks. I don't know what is going on there. But Communicore Plaza in the sun, bad. Nightmaresville. You're just like getting hit by full rays. But when the sun is going down, that area is really nice. Granted, that's not the majority of the day when you're in Florida. I don't know why nobody designs anything to have shade. Oh my Lord. But we were there at night, prime time, live music, dancing. It was delightful. I just really had a really nice time in that pocket of the day when this part of the park, I'm going to say it, when this part of the park is inhabitable, because otherwise it really is not. We made our way to Frozen Ever After, and I got to tell you, we got the PhotoPass photo. Pearl's face is pretty similar to the last time. If you remember, it was pretty similar to the last time. And then we realized we needed to get some food in us. So we ended up skipping Remy's, which was heartbreaking, but it was the right choice. And we went to Nine Dragons in the China Pavilion. I have not been here maybe ever. It is not a place that people tend to go. My friend Kendall went recently and sent me a photo of this like beautiful crispy fried chicken, like the type you would get if you order orange chicken, but without the sauce that she got, I think on the kids menu or on a main. Either way, it looked amazing. She planted a seed in my brain. So we went, I got Pearl that great kids meal, by the way. And then everything crumpled. The dreaded toddler does not want to be there and you gotta go happened. And so we just packed everything up and immediately left. I mean, I paid. I stood at the table. My mom took Pearl. I paid. We boxed everything up. But the problem was that the dish I got was essentially a gigantic bowl of soup. And packing up a gigantic bowl of soup is not easy. Like all of the food we got couldn't have been less conducive to takeout containers. They had to find like plastic ones to put it in instead of those cardboard boxes. The one with Pearl's food exploded. It was a whole thing. But I'm telling you this because I ordered a brand new dish. It is a Sichuan shuzu beef. Shuzu beef, I think is what it is. It is basically this like broth. It's a Sichuan chili oil broth, wide glass noodles, corn, mushrooms, beef. It had three spice signs. And I will post about this eventually. It is the spiciest thing I've ever gotten at Disney World in my entire life. I could not believe the three spicy signs. I was like, yeah, you put three chilies on here, but like that's to warn Disney people. It's not actually that spicy. Oh my Lord. It was as spicy, if not more spicy, than stuff that I've had in China. So it was legit. I love that they put this on the menu. I can't wait to talk more about it. Truly, truly shocking. We went back. Pearl was fine. She slept great. And then we woke up and did it all over again. We got out the door very slowly, which is life with a toddler at Disney World. Very, very tricky. But this day we had no lightning lanes. And I really wanted to tackle stuff that I've been meaning to do that I haven't been able to do with her before. We began with the People Mover, which she's done. That's just old hat. We just really wanted to do the People Mover. But then we went to Dumbo for the indoor play area, which was so great. We didn't even go on the ride. It was just nice to let her run around in a shaded, colder area because a lot of the play areas are either water-based, which she does not like, or they're in the blazing sun, i.e. the episode I did that involved us using the Epcot playground, which I was highly disappointed by. But the top priority of the day, like I say, you got to have your one thing that you got to do, your non-negotiable, and that was Tom Sawyer Island. Tom Sawyer Island, we got to say goodbye to Tom Sawyer Island as a family. We took the raft over. I wouldn't complain about it. We were all pretty overheated, but we stopped. We had a little snack. We had a lot of water. I had my Camelback. We got to walk around, and it was really nice to be able to see that because in the future, you can't, I don't know when they are going to start construction over there. I don't know when Rivers of America are closing. So definitely get that in sooner than later because you never know. You never know. And I just wanted to make sure we had photos and memories there while we could. We took that little raft there. We took the little raft back. We went back to the hotel. Pearl had a 3-hour nap to make up for the other day. And then we got to go to the Bay Lake Tower pool. Again, a new-to-me Disney experience. And I saw some review online somewhere where they called the Bay Lake Tower a concrete jungle, which is kind of true. Like, if you see the backyard there, the backyard, like the back of the hotel, it's like, yeah, that is kind of true. But we had a nice time. They have a zero-entry pool, which was great. Pearl double-fisted go-go squeeze applesauce. They had frozen grapes for sale. I had those as a snack. They had seltzer from the tap, from the fountain. So I had like a soda water. I had frozen grapes. She had applesauce. We had a great time. And then we regrouped. We had a little snack and we went back to Magic Kingdom to watch fireworks. This evening was, there was a lot of stuff I'd thrown around. Like we'll go to Magic Kingdom and then we'll go to Fantasmic and then we'll like end the night at Epcot. There were so many things I wanted to do. But we thought we played safe and we would go try to do fireworks in Magic Kingdom. We met up with my friend Kelly. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Asher, if you're listening. Hi, Asher. We hung out and basically Kelly nabbed this amazing table outside of Plaza Restaurant. By the way, Plaza Restaurant, is that not the speakeasy of Disney restaurants? Nobody talks about it. Do people go there? I don't know. I haven't been in years. It's still operating. You think it would be closed, right? You think it'd be closed? It's not. It's secretly still there. Anyway, Kelly got an outdoor table out there and we just hung out. Kelly brought me scones, which was so nice. I ate like a Ziploc bag of scones. I got popcorn. I got a frozen banana. It was a frozen banana kind of night. I don't often get those at Disney. It was a frozen chocolate gum banana kind of night. We hung out. My mom took Pearl to get ice cream. Like, it was just great. And then we watched fireworks from the table, and Pearl loved it. It was just a nice way to see a friend, to hang out, and to kind of put a button on the end of a very long but wonderful week. We got back. I put Pearl down. And then one of the highlights of the trip happened for me. Basically, I did not realize that Bay Lake Tower is essentially theater in the round for the electrical water pageant. The entire hotel is curved facing the water and the electrical water pageant just pulls right up. And wherever you are, you look out your balcony and you get a front row seat. I am not quite sure what type of glass they're working with at this hotel. It was quiet inside, but once you open that balcony door, it was the loudest thing you've ever heard in your whole life. I don't know how this doesn't wake up all of the children of Bay Lake Tower if anybody opens the door. I went in my mom's room to open the door. Again, the magic of a villa. I love a villa. I'm telling you, even though like I booked, I'm just going to get back into it for a second. I booked the last one cash. I booked them on my own at Old Key West. I used renting points for this one. I wish I rented points sooner. I'm so glad I actually used this company and like loved it because I was always a little timid. And now I feel like it's my job to be like, don't be timid. Check out rental points. Just check. Just check. You never know. You never know. And it's probably might be more money. You never know. You never know. You never know. Anyway, I got to see the electrical water pageant, front row seat, sitting on the balcony, got to see it all, full blast music while Pearl slept, heaven, a little heavenly, heavenly moment for me. The next morning, it took me approximately 3 hours to pack, as it does. And then we left and we headed home and it was great. It was a wonderful trip. to both places. I'm so glad I got to stay at Bay Lake Tower. I can't wait to stay. Again, I told you I'm searching those Poly dates. I gotta knock those other hotels out because there's only a few hotels left. And now there's gonna be the new Poly DVC Tower. I gotta start checking the older ones off the list so I can get through all of them. My unlived Disney experiences. If you're a Bay Lake Tower DVC person, if you've rented DVC points, I wanna know your experience. Call in 747 Churros. I wanna hear what your life has been like. I hope you enjoyed our cruise Disney World bonanza over the past 2 weeks. And if you want a little bit more, I do have a very special surprise for you right after this break. Instead of a Churros call, I know I'm putting together our Churros, full Churros episode. Calls will be answered. I'm on it. But instead of a Churros call this week, I have a little special surprise on the other side of this break. So stay tuned. I hope you enjoy.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey. I'm here.
You're here. You wanted to talk about our trip?
I just loved it so much. I loved going from the cruise to Disney. I think that was such a great segue. And knowing that you weren't going home after the cruise was so great.
Oh, hindsight is 2020, ma'am.
Well, it seemed like a lot before.
Interesting.
But then when we walked off the ship, we had a leisurely breakfast in the dining room. We come out and there's 2 pieces of luggage waiting for us. We knew who that was. We were the last ones off the ship. It was great.
This is what I'm telling you. Because originally, my mom was like, it's way too much to go to Florida, do a cruise, and then drive to Disney World, which like I get. But also, I had to do. I was already there. I already flew Pearl across the country. I had to go to Disney World. She was pretty not so sure about it. Not so sure about the drive. Not sure about the travel. And it all worked out. And everything right.
The Brightline. I thought Brightline would be cool. But
Brightline is great, but we had too much luggage. That was the problem with this trip.
I understand that now. And then we got to stop in Palm Beach, which I've never been able to stop by before.
It
was a lot of fun. I loved it. It was just great. It was a great break. It was great. It was fun. I loved our hotel where we stayed at the Contemporary. It was so cool. I love this like bridge that takes you to stops and takes you to where you can catch so many different things, the buses and the trains. It was great. It was just great.
What did you like about our Disney World trip?
The best was just being with Pearl and grabbing her on every ride and enjoying her little face. But my favorite is always, I forgot which ride that was, where we had a little drop and her
Frozen,
face.
Frozen the Raptor.
Oh! And her face made the same face it made 5 months ago when she was panicked.
I know.
It's so cute, though. It's so cute. Oh, my God. I love her so much. It was great. I felt just, I know this is so corny, but for the mothers out there like me who have grandkids and daughters and sons, just waking up in the same room with you and Pearl made my whole life complete. This was the happiest moment of my life. To have my girls with me. It was great. I loved it. And everything else on top of that was perfect. It was fun when I actually ventured out by myself because normally you do everything for me. You plan A to Z. I just show up. It's great. It's wonderful. So on one of the naps where we're taking turns, I decided I'm going to go to Disney Springs. And I caught the bus and I went to Disney Springs and I got cookies and I walked around and I went to my favorite Zara. I had so much fun and made it back in time. So we can get her up and go right back to the park. It was great. It was everything. Everything was great. Everyone was nice. Everyone at the hotel was so accommodating. It was such a nice little walkway on the bridge from the hotel, like I said. to Disney stores right there at my fingertips. So I can run out and say, oh, I need to get something and then go shopping for toys. It was great. I love
you
it.
Also, you found that really good parking spot.
Yeah, the third parking spot.
It was like the third spot at like the row that was right by the entrance to the hotel. So on the way out, I just like brought everything directly to the car, which was
great. So great. I'm like, grab it. We'll worry about the luggage later. It was great. It was perfect. Everything was perfect. And the walk, you got to walk from the Contemporary right into the door, like of Disney. It was great.
I know. That's why I wanted to stay there, because I thought after the cruise, we'd be tired.
It was great. Oh, we were tired, but we don't give in. We have FOMO, major FOMO. We keep pushing. We have to see everything. And little Pearly is kind of like that, too. She takes the least amount of naps when we're at Disney because she doesn't want to miss out on anything.
She really does. She knows. She knows where she is.
She knows where she is. But when we were on, go back to the ship, because when we were on the ship and we first walked in and we saw Captain Mickey up above, like on the fourth floor, looking down, and you said, do you see Mickey? And she takes her finger and points straight up to him. She knows her Mickey and her Goofy now. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so cute. And to see her with the little princess, she loves the princesses. She's loving the rides. Oh, my God. We went on Peter Pan. We went on Small World. We went on
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. I'm thinking, what's his name?
We did Frozen Never After.
I kind of
we didn't like I don't know, it felt like we like ran out of time. There was like all this stuff I wanted to do and it like didn't end up happening. Just because
it's different.
I mean, it was like day one and two of Disney World, but I guess travel wise it was like day 7 and 8 of the trip. So it was pretty exhausting.
But you and I can keep going till we drop dead. I mean, till we just pass out. It was such a great vacation. Everything was perfect. And we made do with the hot weather. We have a towel, we put ice in it, we got
your towel trick.
The towel trick was amazing.
Okay, do you want to tell people what it is? I don't think I posted about it.
Okay, so I took like a wash rag from the hotel because when I get hot, I just want something to wipe off of instead of my hand all day. So I had this wash rag that I hadn't used, and it was in the middle of the day, so it was really warm. And they were selling Coca-Colas and ice. So I took my towel, I dipped it in, took some of the ice, wetted it down, and I had this ice cold pack that was so wonderful. I put it all over Pearl's head, got her head nice and wet to cool her off, and her arms, and we all used it, and it worked like a champ. It was great.
What did you buy? I'm sure the people want to know. You're kind of a souvenir head. What did you buy? I guess I don't know if I talked about what you bought our second day at Magic Kingdom, right when we got in.
I don't even remember.
Do you not remember your costume change?
What do you mean?
Do you not remember what you wore day two to Magic Kingdom?
Oh, my God. I decided I live in leggings. I'm the most comfortable legging. But this trip, I'm going to dress nice every day. So I brought a pair of these, like, Vince Chino pants. They were, like, a thick cotton. Well, it's, like, 100 degrees with humidity. My legs were sweating. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't. I got it. As soon as we go from this little short walk, the first store I hit, I'm buying shorts. And they're like, Mom, they're not going to have shorts that you like. The first store we went in on Main Street, I walk in, I see hot pink, like, legging shorts. And they have the magic castle on the left side of
the Cinderella castle on the leg of the shorts.
And it's all sparkly. I'm like, this is for me. This is for me. And you grabbed him and you got him for me because you were like, you were tired of me.
Well, I don't know why you dress like you worked the front desk at a Hilton. Like, it's a theme park. You were in, like, business casual clothing.
I know. But I thought I was going to dress cute. My cute little shoes and my little, like, I think they came, like, a little short of the ankle. They were really cute pants. But they were so hot.
Yeah,
so
Yeah.
But I've got legs that aren't the cutest, so I like to cover them up. But the shorts were great.
God.
The shorts were so great. And I'm bringing them with next time we go. They're amazing.
I'm glad you love them.
This was so much fun. And I loved everything about it. And I love you for letting me go on these trips because I can't tell you what it does for me to be with my girls. I can't. And to be with that baby and watch her things and watch her go on rides and watch her meeting people and just, oh my God, like by the last night, I had her in my arms before the fireworks started, and I ran into the ice cream store at the end of Main Street.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was holding my credit card, and she was holding the menu. This kid is growing up real quick. Okay. I let her do the credit card. She's amazing.
All right. I got to go feed her a snack. Bye. Thanks for coming on.
I just blew you a kiss, but nobody will see that. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye. Bye, sweetie.
That's our show. I went a little high on that one. I don't know if you heard it, but I went a little bit high. Thank you all so much for listening to this exciting, riveting recap of everything I did at Walt Disney World. You can rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, or rate and follow us on Spotify. If you haven't, and you're listening to me say that every week, I implore you to. It really does a lot. Like, it does a lot on their back end to help new people find this podcast, and I deeply appreciate it. I deeply appreciate every single review. And not just telling people who haven't done it to do it. All of you who have done it, I see you, and I thank you. I thank you for your little stars. I thank you for your reviews. The reviews are so nice. I love you all. You're so kind. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who has done that. You can give us a call at any time of day. It's on silent, don't worry, at 747-CHURROS. Let us know your thoughts about this episode, your thoughts about Disney World, your thoughts about Disneyland, your thoughts about how they don't have that thing anymore where you can check your luggage at the hotel. I'm really mad about it. I'm still mad about it. I know I talked about it. I'm still mad about it. Ugh, Disney World. Anyway, if you have any gripes, any likes, any just chit-chat you want to share, any goss, just give us a call at 747-CHURROS or send us a voice note or email it to 747churros@gmail.com. Three different ways to do it. Three different ways I will listen to everything you have to say. We have very amusing merchandise at very-amusing.com. And you can follow me at Carly Wiesel on all the platforms. I'm not on that blue. I know when Twitter became X, whatever that is now. I know there was like Mastodon and Blue Sky. I'm not on those. I don't know what those are. I was like, listen, I'm just treating this like the Titanic. I'm going down with the ship. But I'm really not that active on Twitter anymore. But I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. I'm on, I think those are all. I'm there. Come find me. I'm posting all the time, especially on Instagram. If you know, you know. Join the FOMALY at facebook.com/group/CarlyWiesel, because if you have a trip planning question, if you're calling in here, that's great. But really, the real experts are in the FOMALY, because if you're like, I'm going to Oogie Boogie Bash on this date, I don't know what I should be doing at 7:30 p.m., everyone will tell you exactly what to do. Everyone in there is a genius. I love them. I love you, FOMALY. They're the best. Highly recommend joining. And if you haven't, I'm the one who approves it. So when you, like, you kind of like request to get in, and then I'll let you in, and it's just like a little handshake from beyond, you know? It's nice. Subscribe to my Instagram at Carly Wiesel, 99 cents a month. Posting a lot of bonus content, I guess you could say. I post kind of frequently on there now, honestly. I'm posting almost daily. Over the weekend, not as much because I'm not on my phone, but I mean, that's a lie. I'm on my phone, obviously, but I'm watching Pearl. Otherwise, I'm on there a lot. I'm on there, come hang. It's a nice little hang. I like it a lot. We do Q&As. I post little things. It's nice. It's nice. And I post things before I post them to the general public. So, wink, wink. There's little surprises in there. Ooh. This episode was edited astonishingly by Jeff Fox. Thanks so much for listening. See you real soon.
Hi, honey, it's Mom. It's very late, but I needed to get this in. What a great trip. Okay, well, like you said, when you're walking on the ship and they announce you by your name, you look up and you see Mickey, but Mickey, it wasn't just Mickey, it was Mickey in a captain's uniform and hat. He was so adorable. And we said, Pearl, do you see Mickey? And she pointed, so she knows Mickey, too. She's not just Goofy, she knows Mickey. All right, Pirate Night, I had plans for this, packed everything. I even went ahead and I bought a talking parrot that I put on my shoulder, which was so cute. But then when we went to the party, it went crazy from all the noise and the fireworks. It was so much fun. We did some great, great meet and greets. The last, I think it was the last night, all the characters came out, every single one of them. They offer a lot of meet and greets. I know that one night you said to me, I'm going to go late. Can you go early and we'll do the meet and greet? And I think you said it was Goofy. So I'm waiting in line and I'm like number three and you're about to come. And you call me and you're like, where are you? One floor below me was another meet and greet. So you were waiting for Goofy and I was waiting for Mickey. So I'm just saying there's a lot to offer, but I accidentally didn't get that right. Anyway, I loved our servers. They were so delightful. They were so nice. They did special requests. They were just great. I love them. Lookout Key. Oh, my God. This place was magnificent. We went in the water with the baby. It was so beautiful. It was just stunning. And then when you come back, it is kind of a, it's not as far of a walk as everybody thinks it is. It looks like, oh my God, it's 10 miles. It's like a 6-minute walk. So it really wasn't bad. But when you come back to the ship on a hot day, they're giving you cold water and then these cold washcloths that were delightful. They were so good. All right. The first night at dinner, when we sat down, I looked at this couple and I said to you, I know this couple. I've seen them before. I know them. I know them. I remember this dress. I mean, I know this couple. And you said, Mom, please don't. Because we're going to have a long 3 nights if you don't know them and you think you know them. I said, no, I really do know them. And I didn't say I know you from TV. I said, were you on season 6, Love is Blind? She said, yes. I said, oh, my God, it's Amy and Johnny. They are the most gorgeous couple, first of all, and so sweet. And it was so nice chatting with them. That was just so much fun. Yes, I was supposed to go to Paolo's with you and Shay, and I didn't. It's a long story, but I prefer to be with Pearl. So it was just nice to hang out with her. And by the way, Pearl was never left alone, ever, ever, ever. It was nice that you were able to do work stuff and meet friends, because being with Pearl was my pleasure. This was just great bonding, and it was wonderful. And thank you for taking me on this trip. It was Disney Magic Ship was fantastic. I loved it. Pearl and I had the best time. It was so much. Uh-oh, I did it. Oops, I did it again. And, you know, I talk so fast so I can get it all in and not get beat, but I got beat. Okay, so I'm just going to end really fast. Pearl and I had the best time. It was so much fun. We did so many things. We met so many people. It was wonderful, and it was sad to leave the ship after 3 nights. I just wanted to stay. It was great. I loved it. I love you. I love Pearl. Yes, I do love him. I'm not even going to mention his name because he hasn't called me back. Okay, I do love John Stamos. I love you. Talk to you soon. Bye, honey.